Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I am your host, Naftali Herman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the seventh day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily Email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Silver of Young Israel of Long Beach in Long Beach, New York, to share different chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Silver slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achinu. What a privilege and an honor it is to welcome Rabbi Silver to the Daily Call, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Silver.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's an honor to be part of this, and I look forward to sharing some divrei chizuk, some words of inspiration on this week's parsha. So this week's parsha finds Yaakov Avinu, and he ends up sleeping in a place that we are told is going to be the Har HaMoriah, ultimately the Makom HaMikdash, the place where the Beit HaMikdash will be built. And we find that Yaakov engages in a prayer. And if you look at the prayer, it's a little bit curious. This is his big moment. This is the time that he is able to engage and reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reach out to God. What would you ask for at this time? And if you look at the tefillah carefully, you see what he asks for. It's quite interesting. He asks for lechem le'echol ubeged lilbosh. He asks for bread to eat and garments, clothing to wear. And it's a little bit anticlimactic. Is this really what was on Yaakov Avinu's mind at this incredible moment? How do we understand the significance of this request? And how can we appreciate the nature of this tefillah? And I want to share a thought that I saw in the name of Rav Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal, the former Rosh Yeshiva of the Ner Yisrael Yeshiva in Baltimore. And he says that we have to appreciate each word of this tefillah. You have to look at each and every word, and that can allow us to fully appreciate what Yaakov Avinu was asking for. As follows, he didn't simply ask for physicality, for lechem, for bread, for begadim, for clothing, but rather it was lechem le'echol. It was very specific. Bread to eat, ubeged lilbosh, and clothing to wear. In other words, Yaakov Avinu understood that man is a complex enterprise, comprised of physical elements and spiritual elements. And we as Jewish people understand that it's very critical that we embrace physicality with all of its wonderful things in order to achieve spiritual heights. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu was saying, he says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, I need lechem. Why? Lechol. Not because I want to engage in luxury, but because I want to take it in order to eat so that I may be in good physical health to properly serve you, to properly reach spiritual heights. And same thing with begadim, same thing with clothing. Is that I need clothing not to spend on luxuries, not to have the most expensive type of clothing, but rather beged lilbosh, just so I may be properly dressed, so that I may be successful in my path here, so that I can focus on spiritual matters. So Yaakov Avinu is teaching us something incredibly profound. He's teaching us that we need to embrace physicality with an eye to spirituality. And that's the message of this tefillah of Yaakov. It's lechem le'echol, bread to eat, ubeged lilbosh, clothing to wear, embracing physicality while looking to achieving spiritual heights. And the truth is, this is actually the idea of the ladder of Yaakov, right? It's this famous ladder right? It's very, and a very interesting ladder is depicted in the pasuk, the verse that describes it, right? It's a ladder that is mutzav arza. It starts from the ground, v'rosho magia hashamayim. The head of the ladder, the top of the ladder, that extends all the way to the heavens. And that's the concept. The idea is that you got to be firmly planted. We're not an ascetic religion, right? We believe in embracing all wonderful things that this world has to offer, but with an eye towards Rosho Magia HaShemayim, with an eye towards utilizing everything that we're given from God, all of our gifts, everything that we have, everything that we're able to achieve, to allow us to achieve incredible spiritual heights. So one message we can take, especially during this time, we're approaching the center of the winter. We're heading into winter. We're approaching Hanukkah time. We're in Kislev. We're no longer in the spiritual bliss of the Yamim Noraim. We're no longer celebrating Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, none of that. Rather, right now, we're kind of in the interim in between holidays. This is the time where we can focus on appreciating our physical existence so that we can elevate ourselves spiritually. I'm now going to recite the Tehillim. We're going to start with Kapitel Chaf, which is chapter 20. I'm going to recite it slowly as follows. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'olascha Yidashna Sela. Yitem Lecha Kil Vavecha V'chol Asascha Yimalei. Niranana Bishuasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ato Yadati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho Ya'anehu Mishmei Kodcho V'gzuros Yesha Yimino. Eile v'rechev ve'ile basusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia ha'melech ya'aninu v'yom koreinu. We're now going to recite Kapitel Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid. Adonai ro'i lo echsar, binot deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchot yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev yancheni, b'magle tzedek l'man shimo, gam ki elech b'gei tzalmaves, lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha u'mishantecha, hema yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai, dishanta b'shemen roshi kosi revaya. Achtov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti b'veis Adonai li'orech yamim. We are now going to recite Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lamaalot, esa inai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha, me'ata v'adolam. And finally, we're going to recite Kapitel Kuf Chaf Gimel, chapter 123. I'm sorry, chapter 130. Shir la malos, mi mamakim kerasicha Adonai, Adonai shim'a bekoli, tiyena aznecha kashuvos, lekol tachanunoi.
Im aval nos tishmoya adunoi mi yaamod kimcha slicha leman tivorei. Kiviti adunoi kitzta nafshi velidvaro hocholti nafshi adunoi mishomrim laboker shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adunoi kim adunoi hachaser v'harbei mofidus u'yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. I'm going to recite a Misha Berach and pause so people can insert the names of the chol and the names of the people that are in need of a refuah that need to be healed. Misha Berach Avosino Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo Yivarech es hacholim. Ba'avur shekol hakahal mispalalim ba'avuram hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lahachlimam ulrapusam lahachzikam ulhachiyosam yishlach lahem mehira refua shalema min hashamayim leramach evarehem ushasagidehem v'soch shar chole Yisrael refuat hanefesh refuat haguf hashta ba'agalo v'zman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Silver. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. And a little bit on the early end, but wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.